Shalom and good morning. We want to bless God for this morning, for giving us an opportunity to go through the scripture as the scripture go through us. We have covered quite a distance this year, 2025. And now we are in the book of Corinthians. The book of Corinthians, and we want to do a few verses in the book of Corinthians in this first session. This book of Corinthians is a great book. It's a letter that was written by Apostle Paul to show how the king's blessings, that is how sure the kingdom of God will take control of the Corinthians' five main domains. How does the kingdom of God take control of our physical life? How does the kingdom of God take control of our educational life? How does the kingdom of God take control over our emotional life and our social lives, our moral lives? And how does the kingdom of God, that is the rule of God, the kingdom of God is the rule of God, take control of our spiritual life? That is, how does the Bible rule over our all domains of life? Just like when Pharaoh and his armies followed the new freed community from Egypt, the old enemies of the Corinthians community followed them and caught up with them. You remember when God's people were delivered from Egypt? That was, they were in Egypt for over 400 years. And finally, it came to a time when they were released. But Pharaoh could not release them, and Moses kept on pushing and telling Pharaoh, "Let my people go, that they may worship God in the wilderness. Let my people go, that they may take control over Canaan. Let my people go." And Pharaoh kept on asking, "Who is this God that I should let these people go?" But when finally he was pushed by God and by Moses, he finally released them. But as soon as he released them, he followed them. And by the grace of God, these enemies of the of old, of Egypt, Pharaoh, they drowned at the Red Sea. But the truth is, there's still some other enemies that followed the Israelites, even in the wilderness. Some of them followed Pharaoh, followed the Israelites, and they were drowned. But there are those other enemies of Egypt. That is the Egyptian life, the former life of the, the slave mentality, crossover, followed, because it was in their mind to follow them. And you know what? This former life, the slave life, killed over 2 million people of the church that had fled from Egypt. It was killed in the wilderness. What killed the church, that former church? It was killed by the old enemies. It was killed by the Egyptians' mentality. It is one thing to free Egypt, but it's another thing for Egypt to cross over and catch up with you and destroy you in the wilderness. That's what we are looking at in this book of Corinthians. How those old enemies were able to cross over and pursue God's people who are running away from the slavery and try to kill them. What are those old enemies in the Corinthians church? were the sinful or were sins. That's the sin. We are going to get to see, you know, this kind of sins. That is sins of division, sins of sexual life, sins of taking others in court. You get to see, you know, the sins of eating idol food. Sins means missing the mark. So there are a number of sins that those old enemies. Second enemy is the system of the world. The system of the world means the way the, you know, the Corinthians ran their lives. They had their own system. Systems of sexual life. Systems that they felt that the physical life was sin. In fact, they said that it was wrong to have a physical physical life. That physical life could not be born again. That's what they were saying. It's true. And so what they did, they saw everything that was physical as sinful, and anything that is spiritual as a blessed thing. And so they had a dichotomy. It was the Greek philosophy here, that everything physical is sinful, and so they could allow the body to do all forms of sins. And they wanted to free the spirit, their own spirit, from this physical sin. So they would give their body to any immoral behavior. They would use their body to do all manner of evil, because the body could not be born again. And that teaching, as much as there are some elements of truth, they allowed the bodies to do all the evils while they maintained that they were born again. So there are those systems of Corinth. Then there is the sin of self and all satanic spirits. There are several of them. So this letter, or an account written by Paul to Corinth, it was to respond to some issues of disorder, such as division, disunity, taking church members to court, eating food, sacrifice to idols, accommodating sexually immoral people. How does the marriage take place? How do we do the gathering of worship together when we meet together? What about the resurrection of the body? These issues were raised by the household of a man called Croy. And they also wrote a letter and sent it to Paul, so that Paul could respond to them. So these were the major issues that Paul was actually responding to in the letter we call the First Corinthians. It is true that there were another letter that was written before this, which Paul was responding, because the first letter to Corinthians was a response to another letter that was written by the Corinthians. But this is what the Bible calls inspired. So here we keep on looking at these sessions that Paul is talking about this. Now, so in chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, from verses 1 to 17, we focus on understanding Paul's commendation, how he first commended this church. He began by commending them, and then he went to rebuking of their disunity. This church was first commended, and finally he condemned them of a few things. What did he commend them first for? What did he say about, you know, their lives? First he commended and said, "You people, you are a rich church, very rich church." He commended them for having all the gifts. This was a very gifted church. Once again, we're going to discover this as we continue. Very gifted church. He had all the gifts that they wanted. But they were also born again and waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. They looked forward for the coming of Jesus. So they knew the times they were in. As Paul says, that these gifts have been given to you so that you may serve the King here on earth as you wait for the second coming of Jesus Christ. And so they knew that the time of waiting on Jesus, that Jesus would one day come, but what do they do with the body? What do they do? But as they were there, Paul commended them for that. But then also Paul condemned them for the disunity. He condemned them for the disunity. What are those, some of those disunity? Here, the house of Chloe was one of the families that Lydia got born again first. We'll look at it next session. And what happened is that this family sent to Paul and said, there's a lot of division. Once you left, there are other people who came up here. People who are great. Some people of them, some of the apostles were Peter. Some of the other apostles were Apollos. And Paul was there. And so when they came there, people started taking sides. They got divided. The church at Corinth was divided into segments, into functions. They started worshiping the messengers instead of the message. Yes, the message came to them very powerfully, but they started looking at the messenger and they said, we belong to Peter. We belong to Paul. We belong to Jesus. We belong to Apollos. Can you imagine a church divided among it itself? They used the gifts to divide themselves, and Paul rebuked them. So this letter is a letter to address some of those issues, like, for example, the division, which is the first one. And it was written by Paul, and by a man called Sosthene. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to look at this church and to determine that the old enemies will not catch up with us, that we will not allow the Egyptian mentality, the Corinthians mentality, our tribal mentality, our former mentality, our former life, will not allow it to catch up with us. Lord, protect our lives, protect our spirits, protect our unity, so that the former enemies will not take charge out of this, so that the Egyptians' mentality will not kill us in the wilderness as we wait for the second coming of Jesus. Amen.